Welcome to another Christmas Shorts episode on my Oliver Schirach Show podcast. And once more, I have Patrick here. Patrick Hamilton Walsh from Ireland, world traveler, just great soul. Meeting this man has changed my life, like about 6 months ago around the summer solstice. And now while we're interviewing, it's the 20th of December. So it's like the winter solstice. It's kind of, I don't know. It has to be.
It's meant to be.
It's meant to be. Yes, this man is great. So thank you for joining again.
Oliver, honored to be here, honored to be asked, and hopefully I can contribute in some way to the listeners and give them some insight into what Christmas means to me, both from a traditional perspective, but also from a spiritual perspective, because I sort of see this time of the year in that way, actually, and they both sort of overlap and complement each other quite nicely.
Yeah, so let's get started. I realized with having answers from Uganda, America, Latvia, Romania, Switzerland, yeah, everywhere, they come in, and now today I had Wales, and you're Irish, so what is the tradition you like around Christmas? What is, you're from Northern Ireland, so how was Christmas there, or how is it for you?
Yeah, Christmas for me is the most special time of the year. I really, really love and appreciate it, and I really look forward to it as well. I grew up as an Irish Catholic, so obviously we have a great tradition in Ireland around family, around community, around being together, and around obviously going to the Mass, the Christmas that we talk about. And so for me, it was always about looking forward to Santa Claus coming, waking up, getting our toys, not being able to sleep at nighttime because was he here yet? Had he dropped off the toys? And then all of a sudden blacking out and waking up a few hours later and magically these toys had arrived from this man, this fat man in a red suit who had come down from the Arctic. And I believed in Santa. Like I think I might actually still believe in Santa. You know, I never really give up that ghost ever. So I'm very much a big fan of Christmas. And the paradoxical thing about it is when I was about 19, I started going out with this girl. And strangely enough, her grandfather had died on Christmas Day the year before, which in Ireland, we celebrate Christmas on the 25th. He died on the 25th. And she asked me, she didn't want to be around for Christmas. So she asked me, could we go on holidays for Christmas? And that was the most foreign, bizarre thing I could imagine because I was such a Christmas fan, like being in the cold and the wet, the snow or whatever we had, I was appreciative. So we ended up going to Gran Canaria. It was my first holiday away with her. And we went to Gran Canaria for Christmas and there was sunshine and sunburn and all the things that Irish people... Bizarre. But what actually happened to me was that... for one reason or another, I've only been back in Ireland maybe 5 or 6 of the last 20 Christmases as a result, because I was backpacking or I was going out with her and she didn't want to be at home for Christmas or whatever the reason has been. So in one way, it's slightly sad because I really, really love Irish Christmas. But at the other way, I have been exposed to Christmas from so many different perspectives. And I mean, also, like, even when I'm in Islamic countries at Christmas, like this time last year, I went to Egypt in time for the winter solstice so I could be at the temples of Karnak. And obviously, then we spent Christmas and the New Year's in Egypt. And everywhere I go around the world, all the people, no matter what their creed, their religion, their faith is, they all appreciate the time of the year that Christmas is. And I love to get involved in it, no matter what it is. And I have to be honest with you, I've really come to appreciate the Scandinavian Christmas. I spend most of my Christmases in the last 10 years in Sweden. And we have that sort of fairy tale Christmas where they eat, as you say, with your Swedish friend in the last podcast, something like a fermented herring and different things. I love it. I have to say, I really like it here as well. So I'm in Sweden for Christmas this year.
So, yeah, my wife was laughing when she heard that Martin said they have a Christmas table.
You'll board it.
It's called Christmas table.
Literally, you'll board it, which translates to we have Christmas table.
Okay, so that's why he said it like that. And
yeah,
the many herrings. But from Ireland, you said you love this feeling of Santa Claus coming. Was there anything special? I mean, I forgot to ask Radha today earlier, so on the 21st you hear it, about when to decorate the Christmas tree. Because I had a fight with my father, not a fight, an argument with my father, because we decorated it last Sunday on the 3rd of Advent, because the kids just want it. And in Switzerland, he says it's on the 24th you decorate it. Or it's the Christmas angel or the Santa Claus which decorates it. The kids are going somewhere, they're hiding, and then they go into the living room, lights are burning, everything is decorated. When are you doing that in Ireland?
In Ireland, we are, some families could do it at the start of December. There's no real set date. Whenever my brother's birthday was.
Patrick, you were shortly gone. You said it could be from the 1st of December and...
Yeah, in Ireland, people usually put up the Christmas tree in December. But in my family particularly, we would do it on the 14th of December, which was my brother's birthday. For us, it always seemed so late because a lot of the other families already had it up and they all seemed to have this Christmas spirit already. And unfortunately, I've now got married to a woman who would like to get the Christmas tree up in end of August, if it was possible. So she loves Christmas as well, and she loves getting this Christmas tree up. And we've spent the last few weeks traveling. We just come back from Abu Dhabi. We did the marathon there. And I had to really battle with her not to put the Christmas tree up before we went away at the end of November. I said, let's save it until we come home so we can have a Christmas spirit. So we put it up. Actually, we came back on the Saturday night, and she woke up early on Sunday morning. And woke me up, and she came in and goes, quick, let's put the star on top of the tree. So she had literally woke up early to do the whole house in Christmas decorations. And then we put the star on the top of the tree together before 8 a.m. on Sunday morning. So that's the sort of the variation of Christmas within my family and my current family now in Sweden.
Yeah, so it's kind of early, that's Danish. Still, it's kind of like the early, you decorate it early. Because here in Denmark, you can get the trees, I guess, late November. Start to place them everywhere, or you can cut it. And I was just getting so confused because I had the feeling we decorated it earlier. So I had to ask also for the people which listening. So now, after this tradition of eating silt during Christmas, I guess what did you eat in Ireland? I mean, when what was your Christmas dinner? Is there a special Christmas dinner in Ireland, or is that up to the family?
Potatoes. Lots of potatoes in very various ways, like obviously a lot of mashed potatoes. Then you would have your sort of roasted potatoes, things like that, and then you would have the traditional we would always have turkey at Christmas, turkey and ham, lots of gravy. The thing that always came through at Christmas as well was Brussels sprouts.
Oh,
for some reason they were a thing that sort of people only eat at Christmas in Ireland, and most people don't eat them. They're just sort of on the plate because it's part of the tradition, but I've always liked them, weirdly enough. And too much food. Way, way too much food. And it's a great dinner because I grew up in a small village and my grandparents were in the village as well. So we would always have my grandparents sharing it with us, despite the fact we had a large family. They didn't actually share it around. They always came to our house. And it was Christmas time for me has always been a time of getting together with people you love. And it's actually a real good time as well for reflection of the year that's gone past. And a deep sense of gratitude. I mean, you're really grateful for the toys that you've got from Santa. You're grateful that you've got your family around you sharing this meal. You're grateful for the fact that there's a new year coming and you're going to have new goals and new objectives, from a week later, from the start of January. So ever since I was a kid, I used to save up my money quite early. We didn't have much money, but any pocket money I got, I would save half of it in time for Christmas, so I could buy presents to my brothers and sisters and my family. And so Christmas has always been a time for me to give something to people that are close to me. And I think as a result of that, it is something that actually is a really important family time for me, actually.
That's beautiful. Yeah, and you grew into a person which gives all year round, actually.
Yeah, now that I have more, but then I didn't have much, so I couldn't give more. But now I can give. I have enough abundance to give a lot all the time.
Yeah, I've seen that, especially with your book, your presence, and you think of homeless people. Super. So let's take the spiritual part. We talked about it before. So you said something about the winter solstice, that you were in Egypt. So I guess that has to do with your spiritual part, how you see Christmas.
For sure. So my Christmas season starts from tonight, from midnight tonight. So when we enter the 21st of December, depending on, you know, where the sun falls, but generally when we enter the 21st of December, it's the end of my year. It's the winter solstice. It's whenever the sun drops to the lowest point in the sky for 3 days and sort of stays there. It's the darkest time of the year. And from that then, it's almost like there's a rebirth or a beginning. And if we look at the story of Jesus, it's about the birth of the Son of God, which is the birth of the sun. The sun comes alive again and starts to climb back up into the sky. And so I always take time on the solstice sections at the middle of June or middle of December, and also with the equinoxes in March and September. And I really have a day of meditation and reflection around those. So tomorrow, which is the 21st, which is the winter solstice, it's going to be a day of a lot of reflection, gratitude, journal writing, and trying to set my intentions for not just now a new year, but a new decade. And what this new year brings is for me it's a very special year for me, because it's 2020. And I'm in numerology, my number is 22. I'm a master number. And I'm really excited for what this year brings. I'm so blessed anyway. And I can just feel my blessings and feel the opportunities and feel the rewards for my education and my giving and my caring and sharing coming to fruition. And over the past 2-3 months, I've been rewarded in so many ways. And I think it's all in advance of, for me, I can only talk about myself and hopefully others as well. But this is a really, tomorrow's a really big day for me in my life, actually, because it's the start of my 2020. It's also headed into a new season, both spiritually, emotionally, and then physically. And then the calendar for me will catch up on the 1st of January, but my year starts tomorrow.
Wow. I actually think I'm going to put you on the 21st. I cannot have you on the 22nd. Sorry for Rada. Two interviews on the same day. So, but wow, that's powerful. So if anyone says, wow, that's touching me, I want to start on that spiritual path, what would you recommend them to do? I mean, let's say they listen to it the 21st or 22nd. Should they try to meditate and take a book, pen, and just write down what comes in their mind, or?
I would say it's easier than that. I would say what you need to do is put on a big jacket and go out for a walk in the trees or the nature, or go get active and get out into the trees without music in your ears, and just be present in the nature. And from that, come back and try and either have an active meditation where you're just being in your own thoughts and you're setting intentions and setting a positive intention for the year that's coming, and come back then and write things down if that's what you want to do, or come back and sort of sit in the silence, or come back and do a meditation if you can. And that meditation could be something which is just listening to your breath, just trying to pull yourself back to your breath. Or it might be that you want to do something through an app like Headspace or something, but what I would really advise you is to sort of do something where you can pull yourself back in inside and just be, because we are human beings and we're not supposed to be human doings. And I really am a human being at this time of the year. I really try to be still and be in my comfort zone. And I don't drink. I would say it's not a time to be drinking alcohol or to be doing anything that sort of pulls you, but it sort of distorts that positive energy and that sort of ability that you can open yourself to, because the veil is quite thin at the moment. between the spiritual world and the physical world. So don't open, don't expose yourself to things which can be negative at a time when you have so much potential to reach unseen powers, if you believe in that. And I do. So it's why tomorrow's a very special day for me, and I'll be having a very clean day, doing a bit of fasting, and I'll spend a lot of time in nature and a lot of time meditating and journaling and things like that. It's a very special day for me, but each to their own. Do your own thing.
Okay, beautiful. I mean, you just gave us a beautiful advice, and I can see we're at the end of the short episode, and also my family is just arriving. So I'm so thankful for Patrick, for your spiritual and just your being. You're so inspiring, and I definitely see you next year again, and wish you and your family Merry Christmas, and everyone which listens. Now you have Radha a day later.
I would say put Radha before me, because she's such a rock star. She's an amazing person. And also it's the 22nd, so it lines up for me either way, 21st or 22nd. And you have 3 days of being exposed to this great energy. So make the most of it. And I just want to say to everyone that's listening, have a happy solstice and have a really Merry Christmas and a great 2020. And thank you so much for giving me this opportunity, Oliver. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you. Listeners, see you tomorrow. Ho, ho, ho.